Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to my pod moment. It's not a podcast. I'm doing pod moments.
Dave, I speak for everyone when I say, shut up. This is the Chollop. This is a Patreon extra, and it's the Chollop, where we chat about a topic.
Indeed.
And we decided this week we'll talk about the World Cup that ended today. In the best game I've seen in fucking forever, which is a bummer. Because, okay, well, basically, I mean, I don't even know if we've really discussed what we want to talk about necessarily, but it's like, you know, it sucks because FIFA's corrupt. Qatar has...
maybe just, the most corrupt organization on earth, FIFA.
And it's just gotten away with it for so fucking... It's so out in the open. Like, Sepp Blatter is like... The former head of FIFA is just like... It's so weird because he's this... Out in the open, corrupt piece of shit, but
he will
do interviews.
Well, they couldn't convict him. They put him on trial, and he fucking got away with it. You're like,
yeah. So he's like, but he's still like, he's not one of those guys who's like gone and hid in the shadows. He's still like, I would love to go to see like the World Cup again. You know, like he's still out there, like talking.
I mean, we're literally talking about suitcases of money.
Yes.
That guys have been caught with and had to leave FIFA, but in Qatar, there's a woman who did, I think she was part of the team who was there to try to convince other countries to vote for Qatar, and she has come out and been like, oh no, it was just suitcases of cash.
Well, there's the woman in Belgium this week, the Belgian politician who got basically like they went into her place and they like found like garbage bags full of fucking cash and you know
really?
And she's on record being like you know like publicly being like, look, Qatar is an up and coming nation and a future trade partner and all this shit, like it just but okay, so FIFA's horrendously corrupted. Qatar is, as far as human rights go, is horrendous, abysmal. Gay is full on illegal there.
Well, they set tourists up. At least they were in the World Cup. You're a gay guy, you go there, you get on a fucking app. They'd lure you to a place, and then they'd have five guys who would beat the shit out of you. Like it's a bashing nightmare. And then there's no help from anybody. If you go to the cops, they'll arrest you for being gay. So it's a fucking like it's the nightmare. It's the nightmare.
Yeah. I why you would go there is, you know, beyond.
But also is
one of these places where it will, you know, lure the impoverished to come and work for X amount of dollars or, you know, X amount of money. And then it's total bullshit. It's 30 people sharing one bathroom. And that's who really built the World Cup stadiums, because like everywhere that the World Cup
it's so much worse than that. You just painted a beautiful picture, 30 people sharing one bathroom compared to what it really is. I mean, they're like in cement blocks on sleeping.
Yeah, it's not even it isn't even a bathroom with like
it's a hole. It's a bucket.
It's like a bucket and like a hose essentially is like what it is. But what I was going to say is like, every country that has the World Cup, except for some of these countries that just already have these, like, you know, enormous stadiums and stuff like that, those are the people who end up building the stadiums in these countries. And in Qatar, and it's not just a Qatari thing. I mean, there's like lots of countries. There's all this shit about the UAE as well. But basically, like, they will like take your passport. And then you like cannot return to your home country, and these are the people who are building the stadiums and shit like that. And it's Qatar, I think, said that it like 60 people died while constructing all this, some ludicrous number.
It's
closer to like 5,000.
They said seven died.
Seven, it's ludicrous, and I mean, and that really is the whole way they've played the whole thing, is they've just sort of said. I mean, it's ludicrous, but it really is the number that I read, and it's rough, but it's like 5,200 or like 5,000 people or 6,000 people
it's
die.
It's closer to 7. Closer to 7,000.
So thousands of people died building this shit. And these people are people who, are not like, you know, there's just, if you don't have money, you don't exist. And this is such a prime example. And as someone, again, who like, going into the World Cup, I was like, fuck this. I'm not going to watch it. I was really, it's just that nobody else gives a shit. So you kind of just start to go, well, what is the point? What is the point? What is my home personal protest? What is my I don't use plastics? What is my I give to, or whatever it is, like whatever these personal choices, it doesn't matter because it still goes off and it's still a huge success.
Yeah.
This World Cup. 100%. And a huge success. It doesn't fucking matter. So it's totally irrelevant. And at the end of the day, it's like, you know, they bent over backwards. They moved when the World Cup was like when they revealed that Qatar was where the World Cup was being held. I mean, I don't know if you can really explain to people. Russia held the one before and everyone was like, what the fuck? And then it was Qatar and everyone was like, what the fuck? Like, it was just like, that can't happen.
But it did happen. And it's a great example of how people don't really care about anybody but themselves, because there was a slight movement of protest. Like Germany definitely had a big protest movement, but everybody watched. And I tried to watch it on illegal streams. But it was, it's really disturbing that take out the immigrants dying, the workers dying, and just do human rights alone.
Yeah.
Just human rights. Just the gay people are illegal, the way they treat women and everything else alone should be enough to not do it there. Like that is way more than enough. And then add in the fucking deaths and the fucking, the Qataris, like that Qatari guy, whatever he is, some chic asshole.
Yeah, I know.
He tweeted out at somebody like, well, it's offensive that you would come and push your agenda on me or your beliefs on me.
Yeah, they did a lot of this. Like,
they did a lot of that shit. And here's the thing. Here's where it gets me. Like, so I'm a player. I'm a football player, and I'm worth millions of fucking dollars. Millions of dollars. And I win the World Cup, or I come in second, and I walk up on that stage. I don't shake the FIFA guy's hand.
Yeah.
I don't shake the fucking Arab dude, the sheik, whatever the fuck he is. I don't shake his hand. I don't even shake Macron's hand. You can shake Macron's hand. I'm not shaking Macron's hand. You don't shake. Just make a fucking point. Like, do something. Do anything. But nobody does or says anything. There were some people that did. You know, Grant Wall was really big on writing about gay rights and how bad things were there. And then he died of probably COVID-related.
Well, it says a lot about that everybody thought that he was probably killed just because his brother's gay or because he wore a gay pride shirt or a, you know, LGBTQ shirt.
He was getting tons of death threats for wearing LGBT stuff.
Well, he was stopped by the police there for wearing it.
Yeah.
And, like, questioned. Okay. Okay, so the FIFA So all this is going on, and then the FIFA president, the new FIFA president, Infantino, he gave this speech that
it's
was
so bad.
It was like if platitudes shit platitudes. And everyone was like it was panned because everyone, but he was trying to find a way to make it make sense, and it can't make sense.
It can't.
So he was grasping at straws that just were non-existent. But this is some of it. Today I feel like everyone was like, what are you doing? And he really, this is what he did to get in front of it. Today I feel Qatari. Today I feel Arabic. Today I feel African. Today I feel gay. Today I feel disabled. Today I feel like a migrant worker. Of course I'm not Qatari. I'm not an Arab. I'm not African. I'm not gay. I'm not disabled. But I feel like it because I know what it means to be discriminated, to be bullied, as a foreigner in a foreign country. As a child, I was bullied because I had red hair and freckles. Plus, I was Italian. So imagine. What do you think then? You try to engage. Make friends. Don't start accusing, fighting, insulting. You start engaging. And that is what we should be doing. He added, We have told many lessons from Europeans, from the Western world. I think what Europeans have been doing the last 300 years, we should be apologizing for the next 3,000 years before giving moral lessons to people. So, and there, this is, he does something smart there by being like, look, Europeans are assholes. It's like, okay, that's the only thing you said that's correct, that they have an abysmal history. But he was just trying to make it make sense. And it just didn't. And the problem is the same thing we always come back to, which is that it doesn't matter. It worked. It's fine. Capitalism has won again because sports are entertaining. They were able to hold it in this country with abysmal human rights records where 6,000, 7,000, 5,000 people died whose names we don't know, a story that was just kind of glossed over quickly, and because it was fun to watch, it doesn't fucking matter. Not to mention that FIFA, as far as like the bringing in of sponsorship into sports, like you could trace that all the way back to FIFA, like FIFA with like Adidas or whatever it is. But it's like, and now when you watch soccer, too, not only soccer, but all sports. So it's just this nightmare. And it is considered a huge success because it was a huge success. And it's just, at what point?
What point does anybody do anything
give a
to
fuck.
Stop it?
Do anything. Change. Why would, make something happen.
Why would they, FIFA, now not hold in any country that's terrible? Now, why would they not do it? Like, there's no reason.
Yeah,
because
they
just
the
held
next
it.
One.
They just held it in two of the worst countries.
Well, I mean, I'm trying
nobody,
to think, where is worse?
It's Qatar. I mean, you could do, I mean, I think Dubai is probably worse, but.
Yeah.
But that's no, like, there's worse countries, and there's some really brutal fucking leaders in Africa. There's South America's getting definitely left-eyed, but
South America's like the place where you're like, I like what I'm seeing over here a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they just had a.
But of course, then we come
Peru
in to like
took over.
Change that. Obviously,
yeah,
but,
we'll do that. But look, we're not great. Yeah, we're not great. But when we do it next. But we're like we could be a full fascist state by the next World Cup. Like,
yeah. But so really, it's just over. FIFA's gotten away with the out in front corruption. They were able
nobody
to hold
did
it.
Anything.
Nobody, nothing changed.
Anything.
Nothing.
You could tell a lot of the players weren't happy about it, but then at the end of the day, they got into the tournament. You get into the tournament. Everyone gets into the tournament. I was super into the tournament. I love the World Cup. But, man, it's one of those things that the players need, again. The players have all the control. The players have to stop it. The players have to stop it. And to watch them go up and shake this fucker's hand and shake the Qatari guy's hand, don't shake his fucking hand. Just make a tiny... It's literally the tiniest thing you did. When I graduated from college, I refused to shake the chancellor's hand. Like, you just don't shake their fucking hand.
Yeah,
you don't.
I mean, I think that...
It's easy.
And it is, like, it's so upsetting, too, because it's like, we did have sports figures that... I mean, think about Muhammad Ali. Like, this is a guy who, like, was like, fuck your war, went to jail over fighting in Vietnam, and then after that was, like, it aged so well, and he became so renowned as far as, like, he was just more than a fucking athlete. It's why his ending is so tragically sad. Because to take away that guy's ability to communicate is like...
Yeah, I mean, of course.
There's a lot of people, a lot of athletes... Like, if Kevin McHale was never able to speak again, like, cry me a river.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But, like, Muhammad Ali couldn't, like, talk. You're like, fuck.
You know, what if Messi just went up to the trophy? He kissed it at one point. What if he just took out a pen and wrote the number of the dead immigrants on there?
Yeah.
Why the fuck not?
Or even just...
Why not?
Or after the game, lifted his shirt up and had the number of that many who died. Yeah. I mean, it's just like... And that would reverberate so strongly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's... I mean, we've talked about this a couple times, but it's like the NBA almost went on strike over George Floyd's death and Black Lives Matter. And then Obama called LeBron James and maybe a couple other NBA players and basically was like, don't. We need your sport. And they kind of heard that call. And, you know, you just kind of keep waiting. Like, you know, you did have it. You had a lot of, like, and musicians and actors. And it's like these people who are at this level of elitism who would speak out instead of doing Chase commercials, they would say, don't use Chase.
Yeah.
You know, they fucking are, they're the huge problem with climate change, you know?
Yeah.
Or even speak out about the military like Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
And instead it's like, you have no choice.
Yeah.
You have no choice but to be part of it. Otherwise you've,
it's so fucking widespread. It's so, like, it's in every country. Like, nobody does anything. Nobody does anything.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
Yeah.
What? I mean, the first time I've seen anybody doing anything is people actually leaving Twitter. That's the first time I've.
Yeah.
And that doesn't do anything. I mean, that's great. Like, kill Twitter off. That's fine. But, I mean, it'll hurt some people, but it's fine. But.
Well, and it's a bummer, too, because it's like Twitter was actually helpful for, you know, being informed on so much stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like.
That's why I know everything about COVID, just because of Twitter.
Yeah. All the people who, like, you know, form the. Again, I mean, it's like you're not going to agree with anyone 100% of the time, but the people who I'm like, I found them all through Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, and you go watch their fucking YouTubes or you go like read their Substack or whatever it is. But yeah, I mean, it's the same shit. It's just like we are just trapped in this hellscape nightmare.
Yeah.
And you can't. It's like when people expect the government to bring about major change. It's like, it ain't the new rules for the country club that help the groundskeepers ain't going to come from inside the fucking country club.
No.
It's just not how it works. Your government is enjoying making money in the system that they are thriving within. They're not going to bring about the change we need. It ain't coming from inside the halls of Congress, the White House, the Senate chamber. It just fucking ain't.
Your state house, in our case, the city council. It's not.
Yeah. I mean, our city council is a really good example of, like, you know, that's actually where you start to go, okay, you feel like you are at least, you haven't, they hear you. Like, I feel like Kevin DeLeon is actually, like, under stress a little bit, like, but that's where you really can, like, have some change. Like, when you see people like you know, Hugo getting into, like, office and you see, I mean, again, it's like it's not enough, but it needs, everybody needs to just go, holy fuck, we're all going to die. Stop. Come up with a new set of rules that help us. And until then, they're not going to do it.
No, they're not.
They're not going to do it.
Nope. Yay.
Anyways, good for Messi's legacy.
Yeah. Happy for Messi. Out.
Yeah. He looked like he had fun.
Yeah. Certainly.
Or like if Ronaldo, when he got that, you know, enormous Saudi Arabia deal, if he just said, you know what? I mean, I do not expect this from him. But if you were to just be like, you know what, Saudi Arabia, I actually can't play there. It's so bad. What you do to people is so bad.
He didn't take the deal, but he didn't take it because of that. He should have said that.
Oh, I thought he did take it.
No, he didn't take it.
Oh. Yeah. But if he, why not just blame it on that?
Right. I don't want to go to a place where women can't drive.
Yeah.
That's all you got to say. Like, just make one tiny fucking stand. Yeah, it's no one can do anything. It's just a weak, weak world of weak people. who are soft because they have money. Whee.
Elysium's a good watch.
You're doing Elysium, Soylent Green, back to back, and then, you know.
I watched God of Night. Yeah, I watched Elysium the other night, and I was like, or Children of God, or Children of Men, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Watch those movies, and you're like, oh, good. Future documentaries.
Yeah. Good times.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. Peace out.
Peace out.